Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Terry Willis and Tamara Dockstader. And we're talking about one of the Castle Country's favorite fall events. That is the Seroptimist International of Price 52nd Annual Charity Benefit Wine Tasting. Tamara, Terry, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
And it's so exciting, coming up right around the corner on Friday, November 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m. over at the Carbon County Country Club. Terry, we'll start with you. For people who might not be familiar, what are the Seroptimists?
The Seroptimists is a women's service organization, and we've been in the community for 71 years. And we're basically a global volunteer organization that provides women and girls with the access to education and training that they need to achieve economic empowerment, specifically those facing significant barriers to getting their education. So low-income women, women with, you know, other things that might prevent them from staying into a education program.
I was going to say, those barriers can be pretty high when you're facing them, especially as a woman. You have to overcome a lot to try and get out of those circumstances. So the Seroptimists provide that stepping stool to help you overcome these things. It's an incredible organization. As we look around the Castle Country right now, it feels like women's empowerment definitely taking center stage. You look at the county as a whole becoming a bolder way forward countered, Wellington kind of following in suit. It's something that's really taken over as of late, and the Seroptimists have a long storied tradition of advancing that.
Yes, and our wine tasting event, those proceeds stay within the community to help local women who are continuing their education but may have those barriers. And we give that money out rather than a scholarship. We give it out as a grant. And we do that because we realize tuition is probably one of the easier parts of going back to school to get. There's scholarships and grants and Pell Grants. But the barriers that the women that we help face can be something as a furnace that quits working in the middle of your semester and you don't have the money. You probably have to quit work to go back to, you know, to go to work to take care of that, or your car breaks down, or your child care expenses go up. Those things can be that significant barrier that women say, I just can't afford to go to school right now because I can't afford those issues. So as we identify those women in our community and provide grants, we found that we have a good track record for those women staying in school and completing that education they were going for.
Yeah, and as you're going through school, it's those unexpected expenses like you hit on that are really going to have a major impact on trying to get through it. And that's something that impacts so many people. And it's very nice to know that you guys are finding ways to help give back and help women overcome these barriers. And a major fundraiser for you guys, of course, is wine tasting, going on for its 52nd year. Again, coming up on Friday, November 21st. First, Tamara, we'll swing this one to you. What's wine tasting going to look like this year?
Oh, it's going to, we have 14 different wines plus a hot wine. We also will be tasting award-winning helper beer, so we're keeping it local. Every single wine station will have food pairings with it. So it'll have cheese, bruschetta, it could have strawberry jam. It just depends on the complexity of the wine, what we're going to be pairing with it. So as people enter, they'll have, you know, they can decide to eat first or go in and have appetizers and do the wine tasting and beer tasting first. There'll be a couple sittings, or it's pretty free for the entire time to do either or. It's a premier event. We've got a silent auction. There'll be a door prize for everybody that purchased a ticket. The tickets are $60 a person, and that does include all the appetizers, wine tasting, beer tasting, and a full Carbon County meal. Like, they are, the spread that they do is always amazing, and this is no exception.
You know, it's always incredible to see what the Country Club is cooking up in this. Like you said, no exception. Now, that beer tasting, yeah, we were talking a bit off air, something you've added in recent years, and it's gone to show that this event isn't just a girls' night out like the stereotype it had for a few years, but this is really something for everyone in the community to get out, get engaged, and support a fantastic cause.
Absolutely. We want, it's something for everybody. Obviously, the Carbon Country Club will have their bar open as well. So, it really has something. It's obviously a 21 and older event, But we want to see everybody out there. We would love the men to be there. The bar was full last year. There wasn't a seat in the bar left because that's where we had the beer tasting, along with all the fun foods that go with beer. And yeah.
Now, as you mentioned, this is outside of just the wine tasting and the appetizers that are available. You have a few activities going on, silent auction, live auction. Can you give us a bit of a preview of what people can expect to be bidden on this year?
Sure. Everybody that comes in with a purchase ticket gets a drawing. This year, the drawing is going to be for a New Year's basket. So it'll have a trio of champagne and all the fun things to go along with celebrating kicking in 2026. And some of the baskets are donated. Some are put together by our own members. There will be a men's basket this year that will feature cigars. It's called Sip and Smoke. And it will feature bourbon and all the premium cigars, along with everything that goes with it, a lighter, a flask. So there are things there that should men will enjoy as much as women.
Now, if people are interested right now, they're hearing all of this stuff and they really want to go, where's the best way for them to purchase a ticket?
They can go online, Facebook. They can look up Sir Optimus International Price, and there's a way to purchase tickets there. They can purchase tickets at the door, or any one of our lovely Sir Optimus members can also have tickets available for sale. You can also purchase them at the Country Club.
And I'll throw this one out to both of you. You guys have a very hands-on approach to planning this event, so you get to see what happens behind the scenes. What's your favorite part of planning to host this wine tasting benefit?
Boy, we have committees. The decorations will be over the top. They were beautiful last year. This year, so they've outdone themselves again. We have committees that put this together. It takes a village. Everybody comes a part of it. So I think the camaraderie within our group and everybody working together to put on this the best event in Carbon County.
I agree. It's just there's probably no just favorite part. You know, putting the baskets together, coming up with something new each year is always fun. The night before, getting the decorations up and everything as a group. You know, we're a group of women who really enjoy being together and helping the community. So as a club, you know, we are always looking for new members. And so if you're there that night and have an interest in Sir Optimus, come find any of us that are serving wine and we'll talk to you about what we do and what it's involved. And you can purchase tickets directly from me as well. And my number is 435-650-1209.
And mine is 435-650-8550.
It's an event you're not going to want to miss. The Sir Optimus, always so much fun to hang out with. And you get that extra benefit of knowing that you're giving back to a great cause. Now, Tamara, Terry, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
You know, there's not very many events that can say that they've been solidly here in the community for 52 years. Mm-hmm. So that should tell you about something about the event itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's worth pushing for 52 years, you're obviously doing something right.
Obviously doing something right.
Tamara, Terry, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guests, Tamara Dockstader and Terry Willis, and we're talking about the Sir Optimus International of Price 52nd Annual Wine Tasting Charity Benefit. That's coming up on Friday, November 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. over at the Carbon Country Club. Tickets are going to run you $60 per person and can be purchased online using their QR code on the flyer or by calling 435-650-8550 or by talking to any member of the Sir Optimus. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.